Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast today. In this episode, the family will be talking about how Christ's many-membered body must put on the full armor of God to withstand all the tactics of the enemy. Each part of his body may supply a different aspect of this armor and be a unique expression in the body. God has put together the body so that there should be no division in the body, but that each part should have an equal honor and expression to help complete the full manifestation of His body today. We're thinking as individuals putting on all these pieces of armor, but what if that's not what He's speaking about? What if He's speaking about the family, the body of Christ, and each member or the many-member body of Christ, there's different functions. Some may be the heart, some may be the feet, some may be the helmet of salvation. Each one may supply a different piece. In other words, you don't go in as an individual, Lord, I want your helmet, I want your breastplate, I want your shield of faith, I want your sword, I want all the stuff. That to me is thinking an individual. But if God's doing something in a many-membered body, these may be expressions of different parts of the body, which each one supply to the whole.
Wow, that's interesting. I never thought of it that way before.
I think you're really hitting something that's really true.
So each joint supplies or could supply a specific attribute or a specific manifestation of that armor. Maybe I would supply helmet of salvation. Maybe Ken and Lois supplies the breastplate of righteousness. Maybe Dale supplies the shield of faith. It's getting us out of this individual thinking that comes in and says, I've got to put this on. Now I got to put this on. I've always got to have the whole armor of God on. No, maybe you're just a part of the armor of God and you're not sufficient in yourself to have the whole armor of God, because God doesn't want you sufficient in yourself. He wants you part of the body of Christ.
And that is exactly the truth. Individually, we can do very little, but together, we can accomplish the will of God together, because every joint provides or supplies or is a part of the answer. And I tell you, you're really nailing it down. That is absolutely the truth.
You are fully clothed with righteousness. You add to the whole. But if you come short, then you can't add to the whole. But if we're all clothed, then we come together without a chink.
Dale, you're talking about being prepared. You're talking about putting on the armor.
Yeah.
You're talking about being ready with your part to play in the body of Christ. And if you're not prepared, and that's what's been wrong with people that are absolutely just spectators and not participants, that did not work and will not work. God will have a body that is functioning.
I don't feel fully complete in myself. My completeness is in the body. And I don't think that changes for the armor. I don't think you come in fully complete in yourself. Why would you need the body of Christ if I can walk around with the full armor of God and I'm complete in? That goes back to that Superman sonship thing. This is not a happening. It answers so many questions, because rather than walking around feeling inadequate, you go, no, I have a part to play. I'm not the whole thing, and I don't have to be the whole thing, and God didn't make me to be the whole thing, but He made me to be
a part of this armor, a part of the attributes of Christ.
I think we're talking about one of the most important parts of our functioning together is the revelation of the Christ within us in each individual part, participating and functioning together and being a provision for each other.
As we come together, a little piece here, a little piece here, a little, and then you've got the breastplate of righteousness. But it's a body ministry. It's not an individual ministry.
If I have any integrity and honesty myself, I cannot come together and feel like I have it together, all together in myself.
Yeah.
And that's okay if I understand that I'm not made by God to be that way, that I'm made by God to be a part.
There's a reason why he calls it the body of Christ. What is the body of Christ?
Yeah.
We're all connected into the head. And out of that, the body functions. Each individual part ministers what they have that they've received from the Lord for each other. That's what Ephesians 4 says. You know, the definition of the fivefold ministry, each individual part is a supply, exercises through the love that God's put within that part.
If I'm the heart, I have to be a complete heart. If I'm a leg, I have to be a complete leg. That's where we come together to form the body of Christ, because the part that we are, he has created complete.
Amen.
And here's the other part of that, Dale. The end of that fourth chapter of Ephesians talks about this is the way we come into the maturity of Christ. This is where we're completed by each other.
In summary of today's podcast, the family has talked about how, in this day, when Satan is raging against God's body, we must learn to put on the whole armor of God. As Christ's body matures and every joint supplies its unique expression to the body, we find that we are each other's covering with this armor, and we become invincible through that which each member supplies.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.